When he became World Bank president 14 months ago, Paul Wolfowitz said it was clear that Africa had to be at the top of his list. Poverty on the continent has doubled in the last two decades. Nearly half of all Africans live on less than a dollar a day. AIDS and malaria overwhelm the continent. Most African children still don't complete primary school.
And in my view, it's simply not a healthy world when so many of its people, concentrated in such a major continent, are slipping behind. And for that reason alone, I felt when I was coming into this job that Africa had to be the first priority of the World Bank, simply because of its need.
But Wolfowitz says he saw many signs of hope and progress on his recent visits to sub-Saharan Africa. 15 countries have sustained economic growth rates of more than 4% in the last 10 years. Fewer wars rage on the continent. And the concept of good government is taking hold in some places.
More countries are adhering to their own constitutions. The voices of civil society and parliaments have become stronger. And people are demanding stronger public governance and government accountability.
He says one of the most impressive examples is Liberia, now emerging from more than 20 years of civil war.
Last November, the voters there elected Africa's first woman president, who ran on a platform of good government, anti-corruption, and reform, and defeated a popular soccer star. I think that says a lot about the maturity even of voters in extreme poverty, and a good deal about what the people of Liberia really want. They still have incredible challenges ahead of them. Liberia is a country that needs almost everything, even desks for the schools, but Liberia now has a chance.
Wolfowitz says rich lender nations have reformed their policies by cooperating in anti-corruption efforts, for example. They've pledged to double aid to Africa to $50 billion by 2010 and to cancel the debt of the poorest countries. And he says the World Bank will increase financing for smaller businesses, and it will return to underwriting large infrastructure projects, such as roads and dams, that he says were justifiably criticized in the past.
There was corruption on big infrastructure projects. There were roads that went to nowhere. There was environmental damage by some of the ill-conceived projects. But I think that doesn't change at all the fact that people need electricity to run businesses.
The World Bank president says that in all these efforts, Africans themselves are taking the lead in overcoming the challenges facing their nations. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News.